Ches Kislev, Sunday the 4th of December, Harav Svi Kushelevsky, a break.
I was asked to speak as a chizuk for the winter holidays. That's what I was told. Well, let's start. There's a chazal which says that the world exists because in the schus of the Yehishmei Rabbah that is recited after the Agadita. That is what it says. And we require an explanation for that. First of all, what's the Yehishmei Rabbah? It's very, that's a nice tefillah, but there's a lot of nice things. And secondly, why only after the Agadita is Yehishmei Rabbah said so many times? There's two questions, two-part question has to be answered. First of all, let's deal with the idea of the importance of the people coming together to hear Agadot and the Beis HaKnesses. In the passage we find a posik, which is very, very strange. Vayatsev shom mizbeach, Yaakov put a mizbeach there, Vayikra loi, Keil Elokei Yisrael. Now who called what? So the Ramban brings down, Rav Derech Emes Chazal say in Megillah, the Gemara explains, Vayikra Loi Keil, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Keil. But Kodesh Baruch Hu was Elokei Yisrael, called Yaakov Keil. That's the explanation. So, it's a very, very strange idea. What is we calling a human being? Kale. Kale is a Russian for a course. And also, why only Yaakov and not Avraham Yitzchak? And the Ramban says that this is going with also the same idea that Tzurasei shel Yaakov kakuka al kisei Yaakovit. The kisei Yaakovit has all different types of there's a Pnei Aryeh, there's the face of the Aryeh, there's also Pnei Nesher, and there's also Pnei Odom. And the Odom, on the Kisei HaKovod, is Yaakov Avinu. It's all the way up there, the Kisei HaKovod. So obviously the Mephoshim explained that. The Yisoid HaDover is, we have no idea what Torah is. Torah, it's all the way up there. We see the Torah here, but it's Shoresh. The beginnings of the Torah begin way, way up. And the Nefesh HaChaim explains it, that it's Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Arayis Echad. I'm thinking, you must have heard that expression before. Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Torah are all one. What does that mean? And the meaning is that they all are there at the same high point. The nefashos of Yisrael and Torah are connected with Elokus. It's a very, very high type of thought, something which is perhaps difficult to grasp. But what can we understand from it? How important Torah is. And that's why Yaakov b'chalakol, Yaakov is a bechir shel avos. Kodesh Baruch Hu chosen. From all the chosen, he's a chosen. And Torah, that's Yaakov's, we know that Avraham, Chesed Yitzchak is Gvura, and then Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is Torah. And Torah has such a tremendous power of connecting somebody up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable. We could talk and talk about that, but we've got a lot more to say. And the point that we've made now is that Torah is above everything. And that when they come to the Beis HaKnesses, and here Agadita, why Dafka Agadita, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, because we must face it, people enjoy more hearing Agarata. It's pretty hard to learn. You've got to strain your head and everything. It's nuts. But everybody comes for the Agarata. The Gemara says that two people came. One came, the Drosha, a big god. The other one came and gave Agarata. And everybody went to the Agarata. Very few people came to him. So he felt bad. He said, don't feel bad, he said. Because, you know, just like people, everybody needs to buy needles. But diamonds, not everybody can buy. In any case, the point being is that the Agarata, the basic Nes Agarata, it's full back. And after the Agarata is finished, they say, Yesh Meram. So now the second part we have to explain is what the Mesh Meirab is doing there, and what's the connection between that and Agadita. Now, Yehesh Meirab, this is something which people really ought to know. Yehesh Meirab, Tosfos brings it out, we say it in Aramaic, because the Malachim are jealous of Yehesh Meirab. They wouldn't be able to take the understanding. Only Goshen HaKodesh and understand Aramaic. But if they understood it, they would be terribly jealous. The Malachim, angels are jealous of that. And nothing else. Why? Why? What's so important about that Yehesh Meirab? It says, the Kodesh Boko says, Ashle HaMelech Shemekalsen Reisei. What is this Yehesh Meirab that's so important? So we have to understand that the whole idea of Yehesh Meirabo, which we say Mevorach, Lo Olam Ulo Ol Mei Ol Mayo. So there's a couple of explanations. There's Maral and there's Nefesh HaChaim. We'll see really are actually the same, but they sound different to begin with. Maral explains, this is a little bit of Kabbalah, but don't worry. It says, we know there's Avyor, Atsilus, right? And then under that we've got the Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. It's very important to understand what this means. You know, first of all, what is the purpose of having these four worlds? What do you need them for? And the answer is that for a human being to have any existence, because we know that there's only the Or Ein Sof, which we have no idea. We can't even think about it. We're not allowed to talk about it. But we know that it exists. That's the Borei Olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brings down that one of the kings asked him, one of the Amroim, he said to him, I want to see your God. So he took him out in the midday. He said, look up at the sun. That's going to blind me. I can't take it. He says, oh, you want to see our God? You can't even look at the sun. The point being that, how is it possible? This is a big, big wonder that we can exist. It's only in Sof. Oh, the Or. So the Or has to go through four different mechitzos, four different, as if there be walls that the Or will go through, and as it comes down, the end result, we can see it. If you put on dark glasses, you can look at the sun. And the point behind it is that the worlds that we're talking about, that's the four worlds. Lo Olam, or Olmei Olmayim. I can't really go to the side to explain why it's three and not four over here, but actually, Lo Olam is the world which is almost completely, it is Elikus. It's Elikus in a slightened form. And then it goes down until we reach our world, which is Gashmius, corporal. So now, the Yehesh Meirabo is not just a praise. It's actually a tefillah. It's actually a tefillah. A tefillah which is, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even in this world now, he should so increase the amount of or that even in this world, the or will be doicha the choshech of this world. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mashpia in this world, as we are now, a bit of the oilam ha'atzilus, learn from there. And Nefesh HaChaim says that we're talking about oilam haba, calls it olam is oilam haba. So, the Chara, there's this a contradiction. He speaks about Olam Haba Nefesh HaChaim. Maral speaks about the Olam HaAtzilus. But the point being is exactly the same thing. This is the main point I want to bring across. What do you think Olam Haba is? Olam Haba means that the Mechitzos, all these as walls or partitions or whatever you want to call them, that these will go down and the Olam HaTzilus will be in this world. So it's actually the same thing. Olam Haba and Olam HaTzilus is the same thing. This is the real, real point. That we can have a connection with Olam Haba in this world. And in fact, that's what Yesh Meirav is about. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, let us see that or. Let's see that or. We can't have it now completely, but let's see more of it. Let us feel the Shefa Kedusha. Let us feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And I'd like to tell you a little story, which will give you the idea of what it means. That even this world, even in this world, really, you can be also in Olam Haba. There's a story, I'll tell you this, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Once a chassid came to Volozhin, and he was invited to the home of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And asked to see him, I want to Shabbos meal, after make Kaddish, and they're sitting down to eat. And he begins talking about the Rebbe. About the Rebbe. And the Rebbe did this, Moifis. And the Rebbe did that, Moifis. And Mamish is going on. All of a sudden he notices he's looking at Chaim Baloshin. Chaim Baloshin is smiling. I don't understand. Ah, cultivate back. He doesn't believe in these things. So the rest of the meal he was very... Next morning, Chaim Volozhin is talking about the gun. Tells him about the gun. The gun is Hamhage, 2 hours and night is sleeping. Then he goes on. He's talking, and they saw this nest by the gun, and he saw that nest by the gun. He says, "Jump, what's? I saw. So you do believe in Nisim? You believe in Nisim? Why is it you were smiling when I was talking about my Rebbe?" Says Chaim Volozhin, "I'll explain to you. I have a big kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ma'aseh Adam Echad. That this person, his wife died, he was a poor man, and the child was crying, nothing to eat. Nasa lo nes, and he was able to give him milk. The Gemara says, Kama garua Adam zeh. How poor is this person? How garua, says something wrong with him. So what's garua Adam zeh? They have to make a shinui. This is not normal. A man can give milk. Why? And that's terrible. Kamad Rodham said it's very bad. Says Chaim Volozhin. If you look at the whole Shas, full of nisim, full of nefarious. Never did the Gemara say Kamad Rodham said. It's a very simple answer. The answer is like this. You know, that he says to the, forgot to put oils. Oh, instead of putting oil, you put vinegar. The vinegar will also, just like the oil, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells it to burn, the vinegar will burn. This is the only place to say, Me'achod, and it tells you that something happened after this theorem. What's the answer? The answer is simple. When is it called Nishtame Ma'ase Bereishis? When does a Kodesh Baruch have to change? If a person is living in this world everything goes with laws. Oh, there's nature, what they call. There's no laws and this and that. And the Kodesh Baruch doesn't like to change that. Even the Kriya Shamsur, it was the Tanayim, the Ma'ase Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch doesn't like to change things. Things have to go with the Seder. Bissel Yekishkeit doesn't hurt. Still with the Seder. But what if a person is living in Olam Haba? Now he's living in Olam Haba. Such a person, like Rabbi Chanina ben Darisa, he wasn't living in this world. He was connected up direct to Olam Haba. He was directed by the Matzilus, when there's no laws. There only a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want, I do, I don't want, that's all. There's no such thing as Teva, no Chukim, nothing. So for him, it wasn't Nishtana, my separations. For him, that was the normal. That's the way you live. There are no laws. That's not Geruha. Maisa b'chosa decha maisa. So when you told me about your Rebbe, you didn't tell me anything about his learning. You didn't tell me about his sitkis. You didn't tell me anything about his... Only mofsim. He says, maybe it's coming through on him. I told you about the God. The God, you know, that's a person living someplace else. The Gemara says, Olam chatera b'chayach, the block you give. In this world, one can be connected up. And that is exactly the idea of the Hei Shemei Rabu. The Hei Shemei Rabbah is telling us this point. The Hei Shemei Rabbah is giving us the idea that we can have Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So now, once we can now sort of put together these two ideas that we can go back to the Hei Shemei Rabbah of the Agadah. And they connect up. Because how do we explain the Agadah? When people come to learn Torah, especially when people come in a group to the Beis HaKnesses, and they sit and they learn Torah, they connect up with the Kodesh Baruch in this world. They connect up with the Olam Atzilus in this world. They connect up from all the way up there. That's what they're doing. You don't understand. You sit and you learn. You can't see it with your eyes, but the Shechina is there. The Gemara says so. The place where there's Torah in the Beis HaKnesses, there's a Shechina there. And then, at the same time, you say, Yehei Shemei Rabo Mevorach Le'olam Volmei Omayo. What do you say? You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're with us. Please, please, give us more of that Hashpoah to remain with us, even when you leave the Beis HaKnesses. Now we want to go away, feeling connected up to it. We're walking in this world, but we want to feel connected up to the other world. We want your aura to come down. We want your Hashpoah, your Kedusha to come down to this world. And it has an effect. It has an effect. When a person learns like that in the morning, he's called leave the Beis HaKnesses. Goes, he's a different person. Not the same person. Not the same person. He's already changed. He's already shtikl ben olam haba. So that then is, it's a explanation of what we started out with. The Hei Shvei Rabba of the Agadah brings Kedusha to this world. It's a Tefillah, and the Tefillah helps. And the Malachim can't do that. The Malachim are jealous of us. Because the Malachim can never reach higher. What they are, they are. They're higher maybe than us now, but we can reach much higher than them. Goes on, Nefesh HaChaim goes on to explain it very beautifully. the world to come, the Malachim will have to ask us, please tell us what you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be so close. So now, we can get an idea from this, what the tafkid of Klal Yisrael is, what the purpose of Klal Yisrael is. The whole world was created for Torah, for Klal Yisrael, for Kirva Lashem, for getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tafkid of Klal Yisrael. The rest of the world will come along. And with this we can understand, the Gon explains, there's a Gewaldic explanation of a Chazal, which when you look at it at first sight doesn't make sense. It looks very strange. The Chazal is this, it says, when the world was created, first day, second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth day, so each one of them were a pair. Each were a pair. Shabbos comes along and says, I've got no pair. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisrael yiyu zivugecha. Yisrael will be yours. Yisrael and you will connect up. And it looks so strange. What does it mean? First of all, well, I guess you can say that Sunday and Monday got together immediately, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Purim Shabbos is left out. You know, Admanat, as they say, the wallflower. So sounds weird. Weird talk. What does that mean? They got together and this and that. And then, even more so, what does it mean? That Yisrael and Shabbat, what does it mean? What kind of words are these? That this will be your shidduch kilu. What does it mean? What does it mean? And the Gon explains it so beautifully. And you begin to see what the beauty of the Divrei Chazal. The Gon says like this. Actually, when we look at the week, Shabbos should be the center of the week. And actually, it's two parts, and it's a nafkamina v'alocha, which you can make havdalah. If you haven't made havdalah mitzvah Shabbos, how many days can you make havdalah?
Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's it. And then afterwards, it's like erev Shabbos starts Wednesday. So actually, when it's not Sunday and Monday, which are a pair, it's Sunday and what?
Shabbos.
And Wednesday. Sunday and Wednesday. What happened on Sunday? No? Who knows what happened on Sunday? Or, Yor, what happened on Wednesday? No, come on, quick. No? Son. Or an or? So it's mashed and one is mashed and the other. Monday, what happened? What? Something to do with the Mayim, right? Mayim. What happened on Thursday? On Wednesday? Wednesday, what happened? Yishut Salamayim. From the Mayim, there were creatures. Fish and everybody, everything comes there. What happened on Tuesday? Tuesday, Kitayev. Why? What happened on Tuesday? No! Come on, we just not long ago gracious. What happened? What? Yabosha! Rabosha, this ground. And what happened on Friday? Adam from the ground, animals from the ground, everything from the ground. Now we come to Shabbos. What's Shabbos doing? Rabbi said, what is Shabbos giving us? Nothing was created.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
Menucha. Kedusha. That's what's coming. So he says, but where, who is going to help me along with my job? And the answer is who? Klal Yisrael. As we just explained, Klal Yisrael is going to help us along because they are the ones that have the power to bring Kedusha into this world. When they say it with all the kavanos, Yishmei Rabba, Mevorach, let's understand it a bit. Yehei Shmei Rabba. What does Rabba mean? Well, what does Godel mean? You know that there's three things, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and we say, okay, Godel, HaGibor, V'Anayah, Godel is Canadian Avram. Why? Because Godel is Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Godel is not destruction, it's Chesed. That's the Godel, that's the real Godel. HaGodel. So, Reishmei HaGodel, and Mevorach, what does the word Mevorach mean? That's what we're explaining. Mevorach means what? Huh? Mevorach doesn't mean that we're blessing God. We give him a blessing. Oh, what are we giving a blessing?
Recognized in the world.
That Kodesh Baruch Hu, has Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mevorach, his chesed should be more and more in this world, so that Mevorach is lashon like a brecha, like a mayon, like in other words, something which is a source of goodness. The source of goodness should show itself, should be felt more. There's so much badness in the world. There's so much cruelty in the world. Kodesh chesed should be discovered in the world, and the world should feel what it means chesed. Yishmei Rabba, Mevorach. That is the feeling which brings down the Kedusha, which brings down the Shefa of Chesed and goodness in the world. Lo Olam, that's Lo Olam means the Olam Ha'Elyoin. The Olam Ha'Elyoin, that's what it means. That Olam that we were talking about before, the Olam Atzilus, the Olam first, so high up. Ula Olmei, that's two. The two, that's Bria and Yitzira. Because why are they put together? Because they're really just in between. For it's Elokus, and our world is Almaya. That's our world. Our world is Geshem, but in between there's stages. But they can be more or less the same thing, just stages. That's what we're saying. The time is running out, so I have to think. I just want to end up with the actual message I wanted to bring to you. Right. So now, as we all know, a person needs a rest. No question about it, right? Working so hard, so much. So you've got to go on your holidays, which you're going to use, strengthen yourselves, to come back with more power and more vigor, and to be able to. But I want you to know that at the same time, there's a very big Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara will tell you, well, you've got to sleep. And sleep. So maybe we'll daven at home. You know, the Arif could call it down by the Kaisel, you know. You know what that means, down by the Kaisel? Yeah. So what? I mean, so Yesh Merabba. You should manage on your own. So what? Or you're going to say, well, like this, I always get up morning, I learn, and I do, you know, I learn a couple. But now I've got to rest. Now, you know, I'm a weak man, a man that really needs something. How can you expect me to strain myself now instead of learn? The Yitzhak says, Baruch Hashem, now you've got time. Now you should be a beautiful Seder, really. Okay, so another half a day you can do it. But half a day you go skiing, I don't know. But half a day. You've got to do something, you know. Learn a bit at least. Come on. And this is the point. That wherever you are, imagine you all have always having a minyan around. I don't think people will go in places where there's no minyan at all. So still, you've got to go to the minyan. It should be organized. It should be a Seder. And people today. And you can say, yeah, you should be a rabbi afterwards. Is anybody here who can say a kaddish, by the way? Yeah? Okay. So I think now then we're just finished and the time is up and somebody should say Hesh Merab after I got it, okay?